Secretary Gates said there are some exaggerated concerns in the region that a so-called grand bargain with Iran will be negotiated in secret and then sprung on the region without warning. He called the prospect of that very remote and highly unlikely.
What is important for our friends and partners here in the Middle East to be assured of is that the United States will be very open and transparent about these contacts, and we will keep our friends informed of what is going on so that nobody gets surprised.
The secretary said any progress toward improving U.S.-Iran relations will not only be open, but will likely develop slowly.
Frankly, some of the first things that have happened subsequent to his extension of that open hand, have not been very encouraging in terms of statements coming out of Tehran. We're not willing to pull the hand back yet, because we think there's still some opportunity. But I think concerns out here of some kind of a grand bargain developed in secret are completely unrealistic.
Some analysts have suggested that the Obama administration move to dramatically change the nature of the U.S.-Iran relationship through a so-called grand bargain by, for example, making some concessions on regional security issues in return for an end to Iran's nuclear program and its interference in Iraq and Afghanistan. Secretary Gates indicated that will not happen.
The focus of that dialogue is on Iran's behavior. And uppermost in our minds is taking measures necessary with our partners in the region to maintain their security and their stability, in particular against Iranian subversive activities.
That is a major theme of Secretary Gates' visit to Egypt and Saudi Arabia this week. He says it is important for the United States to try to settle its differences with Iran, as President Obama has offered to do. But the secretary also said senior officials are aware that past efforts have failed, and he said it is not clear whether the view in Tehran has changed. He said all options are available if diplomacy and economic sanctions fail. Al Pessin, VOA News, Cairo.